Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Wrapping up another edition of our musician theme, rather, wrapping up, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here. Program number 403 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We have 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and our temperature reading is at 19 degrees. And our guest is supposed to be Teresa Herzog, and I've tried, and I got the answering machine, so I assume Teresa might have stepped out for just a moment. So right now, let's go to some music here. Let's play some of Marv's music, as we're going to feature some of that music after we visit with Teresa. And, well, Marv Herzog, he recorded a very good CD back in the days. It's live at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. And Marv Herzog, and I believe it's Wally Ives that is the picture of Marv and him shaking hands. And I was there on one occasion. We took a bus trip with Laverne's Travel, Laverne Bizdoc, and we went to the Summerfest in Frankenmuth and got to tour the hotel and the museum there, Marv Herzog's, and really, really neat. It's a neat area of the country, and we got to tour Bronner's Wonderland there, the Christmas Wonderland. Was a really, really neat thing to do. Boy, you've never seen so much Christmas stuff all under one roof. It was just great. So this recording was put out in 1991, recorded at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, Frankenmuth, Michigan. And the members, personnel of the Marv Herzog Bavarian Polka Band were Marv on the accordion, quartervox, and vocals, Clint Herzog, rhythm guitar and vocals, Tom Darling, lead guitar, bass guitar, and vocals, and Dave Berner was the drummer. So without further ado, let's give you some of that music off of this. And we're going to start out with one called The Christmas Polka, Marv Herzog, and I actually have to find it first. Let's see if it, let's go back here. Maybe it's back here. There it is, Christmas Polka, and this is Marv Herzog.
My name is Wally Bronner. The good Lord gave me the special blessing of allowing my wife Irene and me to be the originators of Bronner's Christmas Wonderland here in Frankenmuth, Michigan. The Lord also gave Frankenmuth a very special blessing by showering many talents upon Polka Hall of Famer Marv Herzog and his Bavarian Polka Band. What a joy to see so many of you having and showing the Christmas spirit as Marv leads us in this Christmas sing-along. Please join me now in welcoming Marv and his Bavarian.
All righty, and we'll get to that in just a moment, but Teresa has called me and is on the line, so let's bring her in and say good morning to Teresa Herzog. Teresa, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Si. How are you this snowy, beautiful day?
Oh, very good. Do you have snow happening over in your part of the country?
Just a wonderful dusting, and it's cold, and the sun is shining bright, and the snow is staying. It's not melting, and it's absolutely beautiful. Looks like it's going to be a white Christmas after all.
It does, you bet. Yeah, we were pretty well white covered here, and then we got those temperatures for a couple of days up into the 50s, and for about, I suppose about 8 hours, it was going to be a brown Christmas, but then that night we got a couple inches again, and so we're looking white again right now.
Yes, yes, and we had that same weather you did. It was like, I think we hit a record here in Michigan. I think it was like 58 degrees also on Thursday it was, but we had that 25-mile-an-hour wind.
Oh, yeah, and that moves a little dusting and snow around too, that's for sure.
Yes, it did.
You
yes,
bet.
It did. Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, so everything's good and everyone's ready for Christmas, right, Si?
Well, that is for sure. Well, let's refresh. It's been a while since we visited with you, and a lot of the folks don't remember all of the details. So why don't you take us back to when you met Marv and a little bit about the background there?
Well, we met because I was his secretary,
uh-huh.
And just a really good one. So anyhow, and when he realized what a catch I was,
uh-huh.
We were married. We were married in 82, and I was traveling with him all over the United States and just loving life. And I remember we were talking, you and I, about, being this is at, in December, Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And in 81, we were only, engaged,
mm-hmm.
but he wanted to record Christmas albums. And so I went with him to the recording studio, and they were putting songs together, and he needed some more songs for the one that was Home for the Holidays, and I'm sure you play that. And a number of the songs on there were songs that I recommended. We weren't even married yet, but mm-hmm. I had that much influence already. But the one song that I had recommended that we record was the Chipmunk song.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, it was unbelievable how the sound engineer was able to make Marv's voice, because all of those voices are the band's.
They are.
So when, they all are. And Dan Witteke, played the part of the narrator,
uh-huh.
trying to get Elvin and, well, it'd be Marvin and Steve and Rhonda, to sing right.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Marvin never wanted to sing. But anyhow, and then so it was all like a trick in the recording, and it just worked out right.
Oh, that's awesome. You bet. And then Marv lived till how long?
And say it again?
Marv lived how long? When did Marv pass away?
19 years ago last Sunday.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's been that long.
Oh, my word. Yeah. So that would have been 2002, huh?
Yes.
2002.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was diagnosed in June of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And so, even though he got a little better, he started chemo and he started a wonderful supplement, a vitamin supplement regimen, and he was actually strong enough to go back on the road.
Really? And wow.
We played every festival, every ballroom that he had played for years, and he managed to do all of that for like the next year and had a chance to witness to Jesus and the resurrection and basically said goodbye to everybody for a whole year.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was an unbelievable testimony to God. And, what a gift, right, Cy? I mean, we should all be so lucky.
Absolutely. Yeah. So from 1981 till 2002 there, boy, you packed a lot in those years, huh?
We certainly did, Cy. A lot of traveling. Then we began the bus tour business in 85 and took people all over America. And, I mean, it was quite the life.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, it was. And, we were in Minnesota a lot, and I remember my first time in Minnesota. It was in January of 81. Now, I started traveling with him in January of 81, and we went to Minnesota, and I remember, and that I know what I'm talking about. The hair inside your nose would freeze.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, we never turned our coach off.
Yep.
We had it plugged in. We had it running. The heat was blaring as hard as it could go, and that coach never warmed up.
Oh, I believe it. And
we never turned it off. So when we left Thursday night until we got home Monday night, that coach was never off.
Oh.
That's how cold it was. And I looked at Marv and I said, okay, is there a particular reason we have to go to Minnesota in January? And he laughed and he said, no, we could probably go, other times. But then we'd go in summer, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Which Minnesota is.
Yeah.
And I remember, because I'm a farm girl,
uh-huh.
and, grew up on a farm. And when we hit Minnesota, because I had never been anywhere, and when we hit Minnesota, I said, my gosh, look at how rich this soil is.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just the blackest soil I've ever seen. But it's because of the ice age and all that, because it came through Minnesota. But, yeah, we always loved Minnesota.
And all the water, too, huh? Land of 10,000 lakes.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. Well, neat.
State.
What did what did you actually come to Minnesota to see? What did you take the buses?
In I don't know whether we ever took a tour group with us, but when the band played, we always played at Bel Ray.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yep.
And Riverside, and oh my, you've got a really, really big one somewhere. Selena, or what's that? A really big, big ballroom.
Oh, I wonder if it's still there. If it was in the Twin Cities, it could.
A little outside, maybe?
Yeah, there was the Bel Ray, the Majestic, Schlieff's Little City, the Prom Ballroom. I remember Marigold Ballroom. All of those were in the Twin Cities area. And then then there was the Cato Ballroom over in Mankato. They did the bandwagon shows. That one, I think, is still going yet. And Rochester had the Playmore Ballroom. And, gosh, there's a lot of them in the outer skirts of the Twin Cities area, too.
Well, it was the largest dance floor we had ever been on.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, the largest, because Marv's dances, his songs, you could get around the dance floor at least twice, if not more than that. This particular ballroom, you could only get around it once.
That almost sounds like the Elgon Ballroom in Alexandria. That one was a huge ballroom, I know. I've played there myself already, and that was tremendously large. I don't think it's there anymore. But that might have, could have been, and it might have been one, you know, down the suburbs of the Twin Cities that I'm just not recalling right now. So,
okay, well, I'll tell you what. You won't believe what I have got in my hand, and that is a 1981 dance schedule.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
And it was the Medina.
Oh, Medina. I didn't think of that one. Yes, yes. And that one burned down since that time and has been rebuilt.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And as I'm looking at the dance schedule, do you remember the two I told you about, the Bel Ray and the Riverside?
Yep.
Those were the two we played on January 23rd and 24th, and then the Medina was the 25th.
Oh, my goodness. So those were band trips that you took. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
And we did a lot of that. But the coach trips, it started, you know, like Washington, D.C. and Pennsylvania, because we played out there, you know, all summer long.
Oh, sure.
And different ones in Ohio and Indiana. And then as it got bigger, people wanted to keep traveling with me. So then we would go, like, on a color tour out in the Northeast.
Oh, sure.
We would do a tour, like, to Nashville and places like that down south. I mean, we just went all over. Sometimes Marv was able to play. Sometimes he just went along and played cards.
Okay.
I remember on one trip, we had a busload of people, and we had, like, two seats open. So when we had two seats open, two of the seats could come out. They could flip another row of seats around at a table, and then four people could play cards.
Oh.
And no matter who was playing cards, Marv was in on every game.
Oh, he was,
and then the people who lost would have to give up their seats and whatever. So we get home. We have a playing job in Ohio. We go down there, and somebody says to Marv, "So how was the trip out east?" And Marv said, 315 games of euchre.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I said, "That is what impressed you the most." And he says, "Well, when would I ever get a chance to play that many?" Because it was like a 10-day trip. He played cards whenever we were in that coach.
Oh, my goodness.
And I will always remember that. But, yeah, we traveled, you know, and then later on, we did Alaska. And, of course, we did Hawaii and Germany. Germany and Hawaii, once we were married, we went to each of those areas 18 times.
My goodness. Wow.
Yeah, it was quite the, but then all over the United States. So I've been to all 50 states now.
Oh, good for you.
But a lot of them were with groups, yeah.
Sure.
It was good. And then I want to go back to the Christmas albums. So we recorded Home for the Holidays and Christmas Greetings from Frankenmuth.
Okay.
And that, and of course the album was released like in June, because we recorded it in the wintertime. Okay. And Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. You're familiar with that?
Yep, I've got it right in front of me.
There you go. Well, Wally Bronner wanted Marv, you know, just to kind of promote the album. Do you want to do a little Christmas sing-along in our, like they have a little event center that holds probably 50 people? And Marv said, "Sure, that sounds good." So we chose, it was a Thursday afternoon. We did a sing-along Thursday afternoon and then took a break for dinner and then Thursday night. Okay, so the first one, there was and it was on the radio. All right, so he had the happy hour that he was, he was the host for. They recorded it live over the radio. So the early show was at one time, it had, 50 or 60 people, whatever. The second show had like 100.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. And we did the first two Thursdays in December. The following Thursday, the afternoon show, there was like 200 people.
Oh, my goodness.
The evening show, there was like 250.
Holy buckets. Word was getting around.
Word was getting around, so they kept the doors open, turned the music off in the store so that they could pipe Marv's live music through the store speakers, but then the people in the store could then see him play his music. And that went on from 81 until 2000. In fact, I think Marv was even, I think he even played in 01.
Really?
Of course, he died, yes. Because he died before it would have been in 02, but they didn't book him.
Okay.
But yeah, and of course, and he did the same thing, Cy. He was able to make a testimony to God, and with all these people, and of course, people in the audience were just crying, and oh, it was just something. But yeah, those were some wonderful times and
some great memories.
That was 20 years of doing Christmas sing-alongs.
Wow.
And they were all just so well received. So it was a lot of fun for everyone.
Well,
a lot of good memories.
We're going to continue that in just a moment, if that's all right. Teresa, time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and we'll come back to you. So,
sounds good.
The St. Joe Meat Market here for you during this busy holiday season. Our message today is a wish for a safe and happy holiday season for each and every one of you. We hope that all of you enjoy peace and joy with family and friends. Remember, moderation with food and beverages. For your information, holiday hours at the St. Joe Meat Market are as follows. Monday, December 20th, Tuesday the 21st, Wednesday the 22nd, and Thursday the 23rd, all open at 6 a.m. all day until 6 p.m. Then on Friday, Christmas Eve day, will be open from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m., closed all day on Saturday, Christmas Day, and Sunday. Then opening again on Monday through Friday after Christmas, 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. Yes, that's New Year's Eve Day, Friday, 6 a.m. till 6 p.m., and then closed on Saturday and New Year's Day and Sunday. Once again, a wish for a very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year in 2022 from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Teresa, for being our guest on the program, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We have a nice meat package put together already, and along with Chasm, we're going to send that out to you. Hope that you and everyone around you enjoy it in good health. How has that worked out for you?
That sounds absolutely wonderful and so generous on your part. And again, I have to emphasize the quality of the meat in your market is just absolutely superb. And I truly, truly hope that the people in your area know how fortunate they are to have a meat market of your caliber right in their area. So, lucky people.
Thank you. Thank you very much,
You're
Teresa.
You're welcome. Oh,
so,
you are so welcome.
So, as long as we were at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, and I was mentioning Wally a couple of times, and I couldn't remember his last name. I should have brought Wally Bronner. But I mentioned Wally Ives, and Wally Ives was one of the members that played with Marv at one time, huh? Or who was Wally Ives?
Wally Lazel.
Lazel, there you go.
Wally Lazel, yes. His voice could span several octaves in the same song. He was that amazing. A very, very gifted singer and wasn't even a singer.
Oh.
He was a friend of Marv's. They were about the same age, and they both liked music and all that. And when Marv, of course, got the Court of Ox in 63 and then started recording, Wally was in the band. And actually, I don't even know that he was in the band. He sung on the first and second and third and the fourth album. By his fifth album, or was it the sixth, he did a solo album.
Uh-huh.
Because
he
had that many songs. So if you ever play that, Marv Herzog presents Wally Lazel.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal album. And he was a phenomenal singer, and he passed away in 75.
Oh, my goodness.
And it just, It devastated Marv, devastated him. And he did not record another album until 78.
Really?
Because Wally did all the singing. Yeah, he was the sole vocalist.
Oh, and my goodness.
That was a loss. So, Wally Lazel and Wally Brunner, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, do you also have the live at Brunner's Christmas Wonderland Christmas album?
Mm-hmm.
You do have that.
Okay. I have it.
And, of course, there you go. So you see the picture of Wally and Marv on the front.
Yes, I do. And I was going to have you take us through the playlist on that, because some of those are written in German, and I'd like to hear it pronounced properly so that I could pronounce it properly.
Oh, well, all right then. So do you have it in front of you?
I do. So number three, Alle Jahr.
Alle Ara. Wiener Kling, Wiener Kling, Glucken Klinge. Okay.
Yep.
So do you want to know what it says in English?
Yeah.
Oh, let me think. Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
Ali Wieder. See, Ali, okay. You know, I don't know what it means in English. Isn't that awful?
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
You did.
It's a polka tune, and we're certainly going to play that one.
It's something about bells ringing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know that the Glucken Kling, Glucken Kling, Klinge Klinge Kling. Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh dear, I don't have any idea, and I have it in my song, like Marv's book.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all the song, but I'm not so sure that it was ever translated.
Okay.
I can't believe it. I don't think it ever was.
Okay. Well, I'm going to test you again.
A lot of them weren't.
I'm going to test you again. I'm going to test you again. Number eight. Haichi. Boom.
Haichi, boom, baichi.
And that's a waltz.
That's a waltz. Haichi, boom, baichi. Well, then boom, boom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I believe that is the one that talks about, it's a lullaby, but I don't even remember what it's about, but it's a lullaby that mothers would sing to their children.
Oh.
To get them to go to sleep.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And so the old German homes, that was a really popular song. And then how about number 12?
Yes, that one I think I can do. Go ahead.
Okay. Say it. Well, you want me to say it?
Sure.
Lise Reise der Schneer.
Yes.
The angels are singing.
Yes.
That he translated.
Okay.
And then of course O du Fröhliche.
Yeah.
And these two Vivel Sternen.
Sterline Stan,
Aren't some of these, when he sings a song, we listened to the album and couldn't we figure that out?
Yeah.
And then, of course, number 19 is Ihr Kinderlein Kommet.
Yes.
And, and then, of course, in Jingle Bells, he does it in English and in German. And when he would play that, he loved singing Jingle Bells in German. And every single time, because not only did we do Christmas dances,
mm-hmm.
all the dances starting at the end of November after Thanksgiving, right up until we were done playing the Sunday before Christmas, every single dance was a Christmas sing-along.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
So we used to play 5 hours. So when we started in the sing-along, we would do a sing-along for the first hour, take a break, and then play 4 hours for dancing. And so, every hall would be just packed. And we printed out the song sheets. I printed them all up, and I pass out song sheets. Or it all have, of course, everybody. So Mar would say, so any requests? And, of course, everybody would say, number four. Because, of course, that was a Chuck Funk song. And we couldn't do it live.
Oh, really? Yeah,
days.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because you didn't have the equipment there, the technology to change the voices. Yeah.
That is correct, right. But, of course, now Marv would have loved today's technology with being able to do, because now they make microphones that you can sing in your normal voice into what looks like a normal microphone, and your voice comes out as a chipmunk.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But he would do Jingle Bells, English and in German, every single time he would get done, because in German, you hear it on the album. It is so funny. And he'd always say, want to do it again? Every time. He loved it.
Oh, goodness. Now, looking at their picture on the cover there, did Marv always wear Lederhosen, or was this just exclusive for the for the recording?
No. So in 19, probably, I'm guessing 69 or 70, and it could have even been like in 67, they played Hamler. And Hamler, they played Hamler, Ohio. And it was a, I don't know, like a
October
fall dance or whatever.
Oktoberfest or something?
Yes. And, of course, they wore the Lederhosen because when it was a Bavarian festival in Frankenmuth, which started in 59, he had Lederhosen for that.
Okay.
About a month later, and, of course, they played their normal dance and everything was great. A month later, they got hired back, but it was a normal dance. Okay. So they wore their normal clothing, which was black pants, white shirt, and a ring, like a red string tie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they had. So they took a break, and Marv was walking back towards the bathroom, to go to the bathroom, and he could hear these women talking. And the one lady says, yeah, this band is good, but I really like the one last month that had the Lederhosen.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something?
And
same band.
He walked back on the stage, and he said, boys, burn your drawers. If all it takes to be remembered is to wear Lederhosen, that's what it's going to be from now on. And you know what? That's what it always was.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Yeah.
Isn't that a good story?
Oh.
So funny that you should mention that because it is a funny story.
Yes.
That's, yep. Same band, but the one she remembered was the one. She didn't recognize the music, but she recognized the short pants.
Oh.
And Marv had nice-looking legs.
Oh, there you go. Well, we have to ask you, Teresa. So now you live in Frankenmuth, and
yes.
So is Bronner's Christmas Wonderland still going?
Oh, my gosh.
Bigger than ever, huh?
It's the largest Christmas store in the world.
Yes, I've heard that, and it's still going then. Good.
Yes. So, and the children are now running it.
Okay.
Irene is still alive. She's like 90. I saw her a couple weeks ago when our matriarch of Frankenmuth turned 100.
Oh, my gosh.
And that would be Dorothy Zender, who her and Tiny are the ones who made the Bavarian Inn the Bavarian Inn.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, so she turned 100, and I think Irene is probably like in her high 90s or maybe mid-90s,
mm-hmm.
but she was there as well. But anyhow, so she still goes in, you know, once a week or so, greets people. But, yeah, they are the largest Christmas store in the world. They had, his father built him a store in 1954.
Okay.
To sell his little trinkets and things because Wally was getting into this business.
Mm-hmm.
The lineups to get in were around the block.
Really? Wow.
So then he ended up going to next door to that store, to his Aunt Hattie's store, and turned that into more Christmas things. Across the road from that, because all of these are on like corners, was an old bank building, and the bank had built a new bank and moved out. He bought that building, and that's where all the artificial Christmas trees were. The lineups were around the block. And there's pictures. There's pictures of showing all the people lining up to get into these stores. So that was in the 50s and 60s, and that's when he bought the land out south of town. And in 1977, they moved out one building. They have already undergone at least three expansions. The showroom is now the size of 6 football fields.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's huge, and that's not even counting the internet store. They have, during the holidays, a UPS truck is filled every single day, taking packages out of Bronner's.
My goodness. We were there. That was 2008 when we were on that bus trip when I met you, and we toured the city and were there for the summer festival and all of that. So,
yeah,
really, really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes, it is.
We also have to just cover a little bit, too. Now, there's a hotel and a museum in Frankenmuth, and that is in Marv's name. Now, did he build that, or did you build that in his name? How did that happen?
Okay, the story is, have you ever stayed at a Drury Inn?
No, I haven't, but I've heard of them.
Okay. They're all over the United States. And there's in some states, there's more of them
mm-hmm.
Than in other states. But Bob Drury built a Drury Inn in Detroit.
Okay.
And that was, and of course, I had never heard of them, but we always stayed in them if we could when we were traveling. So in 1999, we were playing a festival in Missouri, which is where the Drury Inn Corporation is located.
Mm-hmm.
So Marv is playing, and this guy walks up to me and says, "I really like this band." I said, "Well, thank you." And I says, "Where are you from?" "Well, I'm from Cape Girardeau, Missouri." And I said, "Okay, so not that far." "Well, it's kind of far." And I said, "Well, you know, if you'd like to, you know, be on Marv's mailing list, you'll know where else we are. Maybe you'll come see us again." "Okay, well," so I got my book out. "What's your name?" "Bob Drury." I says, "Like the Drury Hotels?" And he said, "Yeah, those are mine." And I said, "Really?" I said, "I'm telling you, we love Drury Inns." Whenever we're on the road, we always try to stay at one if there's one in the area. And I said, "You know what? Marv is going to want to meet you. When he goes on break, why don't you come over and I'll introduce you?" "Okay." Well, he did. And I said, "Marv, you won't believe who this is. This is Bob Drury of the Drury Inns." And he shook hands and he said, "We really like your hotels." And Bob said, "And I really like your music." And that's how it started.
Okay.
And then they came to Hecker. They came to a lot of the other dances down in that area, Southern Illinois and whatever. And in 91, he convinced Bob to come to Frankenmuth for the Music Fest.
Okay.
And Bob and Ann was his wife, and they just were bowled over. They could not believe it. And that year, Bob and I talked, and he says, "What do you think about me putting a hotel in this town?" And I said, "I think it's a fabulous idea, and I'll find you the land."
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and it's right downtown,
yeah,
a little bit north of Marv's. And so that's what started it. And then, of course, they came to the festival all the time. And Marv's death really, really was hard on Bob.
Sure.
It was just, I mean, they were born the same year, just a few months apart. It was just tough.
Mm-hmm.
So, so Marv died in 02.
Mm-hmm.
And in 04, Bob came to the Music Fest and wanted to meet with me. And I said, "Well, okay." And so we did. And he said, "Well, I'm thinking about building another hotel in town." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Do you want me to find the land?" "Well, I want you more involved in that." "Okay."
Wow.
Yep. He says, "I want to build it. I want you part of the design, and I want to call it the Marv Herzog Hotel."
Oh, neat.
And so when we would talk to people, I'd say it was the only time in my life I was speechless.
Yeah.
And Bob says, "And that didn't happen often."
Yeah.
So we did. So I was part of the design team,
uh-huh.
And I found the land, and it's the only hotel on Main Street that is also on the Cass River.
Yes.
And yep. The views, you know, the views.
Yep.
And, of course, I determined that the main floor was going to house a museum,
mm-hmm.
to him. And all the walls are all covered with his albums and pictures of him, you know, and a huge picture of all the different band members that
yep.
were in the band. And, yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful tribute to him. And it's so funny, Cy, because by and large, now, you know, in 2021, hardly anybody from Marv's generation stay there.
Yeah.
Because Marv would have been, you know, Marv would have been 89.
Yeah, yeah.
And people that age don't do a lot of traveling. Now we're getting younger families, younger couples. They don't even know who he is.
Yep.
But do you know what they do?
No.
Because the music plays in the lobby. They are buying Marv's CDs.
Well, that's understandable because it is good. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it
yep.
is.
You bet.
Yep.
Oh, that's neat. And so now all of Marv's memorabilia, the accordion, his
yes.
clothing, his lederhosen, all of that
yes.
is on display
yes.
in the museum.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And when Marv was dying, he says to me, now when I die, I want the Cordovox that I'm playing right now to be the one that's in a museum. I said, "Oh, so you think I'm going to put up a museum for you?" He said, "Yep."
Oh.
Okay. So then that's what we did. And who would have thought that just, you know, in 07, 5 years after he passed, that there would be a hotel and a museum in his name.
Yes.
Well, it's just wonderful. Yep. And all the albums and, of course, all the CDs are available in the gift shop. And his memorabilia is all over the first floor. And then I also wrote, it's a 38-room hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote like a narration, singling out 38 years in his life that was you know, like the year he got the Court of Ox, well, 1963.
Mm-hmm.
The year he recorded the first, his first album, 1966, the year he was born. So all of those years were years that I could build a story out of what happened in the course of that year.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was a really, you know, great thing. And then pictures that support the narration. So each one is probably, like, I'm guessing 45 inches high by like 60 inches wide. They're
okay.
Large pieces.
Yeah.
And they're all anchored in the rooms, and every room has a different year. So then I always tell people, so if you're a true fan, you will come back 38 times and stay in a different room every time.
To see all of the different themes, yes.
Right.
Oh,
but then I also
have
them printed up in a book that's out in the lobby.
Okay.
So people can just sit in the lobby and read the narrations as well. Yeah, but it's just a fabulous building, and I'm just so grateful.
Well, our time is running short, Teresa, but there's still a couple of things I wanted you to talk about, and that is some of the musicians. Just mention, I mean, Dan Witticky is the first one that comes to mind. Such a great
yes.
concertina player, still playing, plays full-time at Disney World, isn't it? In Florida, I believe he's at,
well,
right?
I know he did. So is he still there?
As far as I know. Last I heard, he was.
He used to be at the Epcot, Epcot, and in the German Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, he was very well known, and of course, you know, Wally Lazel. He was one of the early ones.
Mm-hmm.
We had gentlemen from, you know, Ohio. We even had, in fact, the drummer that played with us during Dan Witticky's time was actually from Canada.
Oh, really?
So that was real interesting. You know, to try mm-hmm. to, you know, get him over here when it had to be. But
traveling.
There were some guys that were, you know, kind of, I'm going through the list here, and, you know, there's not a lot of them that ever had their own band. Probably the most well-known to play with Marv was Don Shelkashevsky, better known as the Polish Kid.
Oh, yes. Yep, yep.
Okay. And he had his own band, and for a couple of years after, well, he joined us in... Where is he here? In 82.
Okay.
And he was going through a rough time. And by 85, he was back on his feet again in a good place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he started booking his own jobs again and left, which is fine because that's what they do.
Sure, sure.
Marv used to play this song, and it's on one of the albums, Musicians Come and Play.
Yep, yep.
And it's a good song, a little instrumental.
Yep.
Well, he renamed it Musicians Come and Go.
Come and Go, yeah.
I know. And I think we had like 40-some players over the years.
Yeah.
I think Don was probably the most well-known.
Sure.
And, yeah, and otherwise they were just good musicians. But the one thing they had in common, none of them could read music.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Because Marv couldn't. So if you played with Marv, you had to know how to follow his lead.
Oh, okay.
And if you only played by note, you couldn't do it.
Okay, yeah, yeah, for sure not. No. And the thing was with Marv there, he was traveling a full-time band, and a lot of the musicians today yet, and back then too, were sidemen. They had full-time jobs.
Yeah.
So that,
yes, they did.
That made it difficult to be a member of the traveling band. So
yep.
You only got so much vacation a year.
Oh, yeah. And the busier Marv got, the less time they lasted.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of them were like 2 years or so once Marv became a full-time musician.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he worked at Star of the West. And in 1972, in January of 72, he had already spent a couple of years booking festivals and dances in 72.
Wow.
But didn't tell anybody. And in January of 72, he worked at Star of the West, the flour mill in Frankenmuth.
Mm-hmm.
And they supply flour to, what do you know, the flour in Star of the West flour is the only flour used in fortune cookies.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
huh.
All across the United States, every fortune cookie you eat is flour from here. And he was the office manager, and he went in and wanted to meet with the boss, and he said that I'm retiring. He was 39, and the boss says, well, you can't retire. And Marv says, well, I'm going to. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going into music full-time. You'll never make it. And Marv says, "Well,
watch
I'm going to give it a try."
Yep.
And the boss said, "Well, when you don't make it, you always can come back here. You'll always have a job." And Marv says, "Thank you very much." And he walked out the door and never went back. Yep. And that was 72. So he had a good life. And from 72 until 02, he played constant.
Yes.
He loved it all.
Yes.
He loved it all. 33 albums. Yep.
Well, this has been so special. And, you know, it's been one story after another, but I usually ask every guest for a good memory or a good story. So I'm still going to put you on the spot then. I can't remember all the stories you've told us over time, but can you think of one real quick that the listeners might enjoy?
Oh, my. I don't even know if it's...
I know. Yeah, I remember the one time you told us that you were on a bus trip out in the West, out there in Nebraska.
Oklahoma,
yeah. Yep. And
Oklahoma.
Running out of gas,
yep.
Or running out of fuel.
Fuel. Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was praying, and it was just, and if you know anything about Oklahoma, you know those back highway roads are hills and valleys and hills and valleys. And as far as you can see both ways, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the top of that one hill, and he said, "I got to turn the engine off because we'll lose the prime, and then we're really in trouble." He shut it off. We coasted to the bottom of that hill, and there was a station.
Oh, yes.
I know. I mean, and if that isn't divine, and I don't know whether I ever told you that there was an article in a little magazine that talked about a family who was on a family trip, went through Oklahoma, and ran out of gas.
Really?
And yes, and it says in the middle of nowhere was this rundown place. I cut it out of the magazine and stapled it to it was in 81, and I stapled it to that dance schedule that we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went back the same way, and the building was not there.
Really?
So we weren't the only ones that it happened to. It happened to this family as well. Isn't that amazing?
It is so amazing. It is.
I know.
Fantastic.
And I tell you, it is. And that's probably just one of the greatest miracles. You know, so much, you know, good things happened in Marv's life that you can consider. But you know what, Si? It could be that way in all of our lives. We just, at the time, I didn't recognize what happened to us in Oklahoma was a miracle.
No, that's right.
It just didn't occur. It wasn't until years later that I realized, wow, God put that station there. And not only gas station, but diesel.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you this, his friend from the Army who we went to see that day just passed away 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yep. Isn't that something?
Oh.
So we never know. But that probably is just one of Marv's greatest stories. And, there are just, you know, so many. But if you're going to do this to me, put me on the spot, the next time I'm on the radio with you, I'm going to be ready.
Okay, that sounds good. And quickly, we just want to know you're so full of life. What's keeping you busy these days?
Well, I've gone back into design.
Oh, you did?
And
okay.
I'm in the middle of, we emptied. We just took all the cabinets out of this kitchen. I designed a new kitchen for this couple right in Frankenmuth, thank heaven. Mm-hmm. And all my contacts are, you know, the cabinet maker, plumbers and electricians and the floor guy and all that kind of stuff. And last week, the floors were done, the cabinets were in, the appliances were delivered, all hooked up. So this week we're, you know, kind of into, you know, bringing things back into the kitchen and all of that, but they are so excited because I promised them that they would be in before Christmas, and my gosh, we're going to get it. So that's what's keeping me busy, and I'm just loving it. I am, and I could do a job like this all year long.
Well, it sounds like you need your own TV show, like This Old House or something like that.
Isn't that the truth, Si? My gosh, man. And of course, I still live in the house that, you know, that we lived in and Marv died in.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm going to stay here as long as I can. And I take care of all the lawn, which I mow about an acre and a half of lawn. And this year, we had such a rich growing season for my lawn. I mowed lawn 41 times, and normally it's only like 29.
Yes.
I'm 41 times. And when it came to dealing with the leaves and mowing one last time, I said, I'm all done.
Yep.
And I called a yard guy, and he sent his guy out, and he dealt with it. I said, I'm all done. I can't wait for winter, and that's not something I should be looking forward to.
Right, right.
Well, awesome. I'm loving the home and loving Frankenmuth and just all of it. So, yep, that's what keeps me happy and healthy.
Well, that is important. Well, Teresa, we've certainly enjoyed this. Again, it's been just wonderful. I want to take this opportunity to thank you. And like I've told you before, the good Lord's willing, you and I are here. We'll do this again sometime down the road.
I hope so, because I really enjoy visiting with you, knowing that so many wonderful people in Minnesota are hearing this.
That's great.
Merry Christmas. Guys.
And we wish you a Merry Christmas. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a minute. You have a great day, Teresa.
Thank you. And you too, and all your listeners.
All right. And there she goes, Teresa Herzog, our 403rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up off of Marv Herzog's Live at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. So don't go away. And our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play, our 403rd edition, and Teresa Herzog, our guest. What a wonderful lady, and oh my goodness, so much information. We could have gone on for hours here. It was very entertaining for myself, I'm sure, all of you listening. It was a lot of information to take in. So with that, we're going to get into Marv's Christmas in Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, and I had started the one with Marv Herzog, and let's see if I can find it back again. Here it is. It's called the Christmas Polka. It's the first selection, and they do a little bit of an introduction setting the setting there. So we'll listen to that. Marv Herzog, and it's the first selection on his Christmas Live at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. It's one called the Christmas Polka.
My name is Wally Bronner. The good Lord gave me the special blessing of allowing my wife Irene and me to be the originators of Bronner's Christmas Wonderland here in Frankenmuth, Michigan. The Lord also gave Frankenmuth a very special blessing by showering many talents upon Polka Hall of Famer Marv Herzog and his Bavarian Polka Band. What a joy to see so many of you having and showing the Christmas spirit as Marv leads us in this Christmas sing-along. Please join me now in welcoming Marv and his Bavarian Polka Band.
Thank you, Wally. It's great to be here at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. Every year, Wally invites us to come to Bronner's to lead a Christmas sing-along, and we always have such a good time with you. So this year, we're going to record this Christmas program. We're glad you're here to join us. Our first number is the Christmas Polka.
So there isn't any reason we can't dance the Christmas polka. Hear the sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and holly make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka. A merry Christmas polka. Let's dance, let's dance, let's dance. Everyone so happy. The air is filled with romance. Watch the sweethearts kissing as they dance neath the mistletoe. It's a sight to behold for the young and the old, the Merry Christmas Polka. Season, so there isn't any reason we can't dance the Christmas polka. Hear the sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and holly make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka. A merry Christmas polka. Let's dance, let's dance, let's dance. Everyone so happy. The air is filled with romance. Watch the sweethearts kissing as they dance neath the mistletoe. It's a sight to behold for the young and the old. The Merry Christmas Polka. The Merry Christmas Polka.
The Merry Christmas Polka, Marv Herzog and his band live at Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. And yeah, it's probably the most requested CD, Christmas CD that we have here at the station. Music continues right now with Marv Herzog off of that CD. It's one called Hai Chi Boom Bai Chi.
Bumbaichi es schlafen am Himmel
die Schäflein, die Braven, sie ziehen dahin an den himmlischen Zelt, vergessen den Schmerz und den Kummer der Welt. Aber Heitschi, bum, bum, aber Heitschi, bum, Beitschi, bum, bum. Aber Heitschi, bum, Beitschi, wir sehen, wie schnell alle Sorgen vergehen. Und bist du auch einsam und bist so allein, dann schauen ja die Engel zum Fenster herein, singen Heitschi, bum, Beitschi, bum, bum. Singen Heitschi, bum, Beitschi, bum, bum. Heitschi, schlaf lange, und ist auch dein Mutter gegangen, und ist sie gegangen und kehrt nicht mehr heim und lässt ihr kleines Piepchen so ganz allein. Aber Heitschi, bum, Beitschi, bum, bum. Aber Heitschi, bum, Beitschi, bum. Heitschi, bum, Beitschi, bum, bum. Aber Heitschi, bum, Beitschi, bum, bum.
Marv Herzog, Heitschi, bum, Beitschi, off of their live recording, Christmas in Bronner's Wonderland. 14 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 20, our current temperature in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang from Freeport. And, well, you know what? The 2021 season, the traveling season, is coming to an end. There's only one more event left on their calendar, and that is going to be the Texas Tenors, Deep in the Heart of Christmas, December 28th at the Paramount Theater. I believe that is sold out, but Jeannie is certainly looking forward to 2022. And last I heard, she plans to be back full force, lots of traveling once again next year. So it's always a good idea to give Jeannie a call, and I'll give you her number right now, 320-345-1581. Yes, those tours fill up quickly, and so you'll want to give her a call, get an itinerary, maybe some of the brochures from some of the places she plans to go. And you can get on the bus and guarantee your spot there. So, again, Jeannie and the crew over at Jeannie B's Tours, they'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your past patronage and wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, the coming year, 2022. That's to you from Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig, Art, who travels with Jeannie, and, of course, Estelle, and there's several more that I haven't met with Jeannie B's Tours. Great, great traveling agency. Very, very good. So with that, a Merry Christmas from Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 13 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. So many great songs, a bunch of them on this particular CD. And so let's get to them right now. This one called Weißt du, wie viel Sterlein stehen?
ich stehen an den blauen Himmelszell. Weißt du, wie viel Wolken gehen weit hin über alle Welt? Gott, der Herr, hat sie gezählt, dass ihm auch nicht eines fehle an der ganzen großen Zahl, an der ganzen großen Zahl.
Weißt du, wie viel Sterlein stehen? Marv Herzog and the band. Some good stuff. Boy, I've got more songs lined up here than we'll have time to play. But this one, one that we have to get in, Liza Riesel der Schnee. It says angels are singing. Well, that's another version of it. But I was told that the translation actually is softly falls the snow. And that's what Liza Riesel der Schnee means. So with that, here it is.
Weihnachtlich glänzet der Wald, freue dich, Christkind, komm bald. In dem Herzen ist's warm, still schweigt Kummer und Harm. Sorgen des Lebens verhallt, freue dich, Christkind, komm bald. and earth are rejoicing. Christ the Savior is born.
Marv Herzog, one called Liesel Riesel der Schnee. We're coming up on 5 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time for just a couple more selections. This is one of my favorites off of this CD. It's one called Sausage and Sauerkraut.
Oh, Santa, Santa, they began to shout. Santa, Santa, sausage and sauerkraut. Far off from the Northland, St. Nick came in his sled, and he looks to me this year like he has been well fed. His tummy is so round, and it bulges nicely out. He must have had a lot of sausage and sauerkraut. Oh, Santa, Santa, they began to shout. Santa, Santa, sausage and sauerkraut. As he put on his red suit and his red furry hat, I asked St. Nick to tell me, how did you get so fat? Under his beard he smiled, and then he said to me, I'm staying at the North Pole with a German family. Oh, Santa, Santa, they began to shout. Santa, Santa, sausage and sauerkraut. And this German family, they take good care of him. Their names are Wally and Irene, and they invite him in. They cook that German sausage that Santa likes the best. No wonder that he now can't button up his vest. Oh, Santa, Santa, they began to shout. Santa, Santa, sausage and sauerkraut. He's heading across the country with a bag of Christmas toys, bringing lots of Christmas cheer to all the girls and boys. Then off to the North Pole, a place he loves so dear. Merry Christmas to all and a Happy New Year. Oh, Santa, Santa, they began to shout. Santa, Santa, sausage and sauerkraut. Oh, Santa, Santa, they began to shout. Santa, Santa, sausage and sauerkraut.
A good one there. One called Sausage and Sauerkraut. Marv Herzog, and off of their live recording from Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. Yes, there's so many more great songs on this one, and I had Greatest Gift of All queued up, and I had O du Frohlich, and also Ihr Kinderlein Kommet. I had them all lined up, but we're out of time. And so we're going to wrap this one up. And so just so you know, there are 20 great selections on the CD. We do have them available at the St. Joe Meat Market. And you can always get them off of our website. So great, great Christmas gift. Gonna wrap things up right now with one called Silent Night and Stille Nacht. Marv Herzog.
Round yon earth. nur das traute hoch heilige Paar, das im Stalle zu Bethlehem war, bei dem himmlischen Kind, bei dem himmlischen Kind. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, hirten er ungemacht, durch der Engel Halleluja, sing es laut von Ferne und nah, bliss der Retter in Heilige Nacht, Gottes Sohn, oh wie lang, flieh aus deinem göttlichen Mund, da uns schlägt die rettende Stund, rift in deiner Geburt.
Marv Herzog in one called Silent Night, Stille Nacht. And wrapping up our edition here of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.